Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
So, you know, I think what we really need are some adults in Washington who will take a very reasoned and hopefully a reluctant nature. We go to war, you know, when America goes to war, we go to war reluctantly. When we go, we should go all in to win. When people attack us, when we're threatened. But really, we shouldn't be involved in every civil war on the planet, and particularly Syria, where there are no good guys in Syria. The thing is when we go to war, the important thing that did come out of this is that we had a big debate over Syria, and the president lost the debate. Congress was going against him, the public was against him, but the one good thing is he did come to Congress, what he's supposed to do constitutionally, and that's why I kept asking, is this a real vote? Is this going to be a binding vote? Will you abide by the will of Congress as you're supposed to constitutionally? I never got a clear-cut answer. And that I will continue to pursue, but I will also continue to pursue that having debate is good because then the country gets to decide, is it in our national interest to be involved in a war?
There is Senator Rand Paul explaining last September why he didn't think the U.S. ought to be involved in Syria at all. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to the special year-end edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're actually overviewing things from the year and for the week ending Friday, December 27th. The top 10 hits in talk radio for the entire year of 2013 is our focus. Folks at talkers.com who have been monitoring along with the producers of this program all year long, the hosts, the programs, the stations that are doing the news talk format, and as a result of all the work, all the overview, the list has been determined. It's kind of like we've checked it twice, and we found out who's naughty and nice, and Syria has been naughty, and they're in the number 10 spot. Iran is in number 9. Last month, talk host Bruce Wolf and Dan Prof talked to the Weekly Standard's Bill Kristol about the deal reached with Iran concerning their nuclear weapons program.
I'm trying to think of why the president would come up with this Iran deal right now, which is getting panned by even the Democratic senators are panning it. And I'm wondering if this has something to do with, is similar to the nuclear option, allowing Iran to go nuclear, the nuclear option in the Senate, in that the president has been so destroyed by Obamacare and what's happened that he's just trying to jam in whatever he can of his agenda in before it's too late and he loses control of both houses of Congress.
I think they may feel some urgency in that respect, yeah, not having a Republican to oversee and curtail his dreams of world peace, as he would see it. But I think he believes this in a way that's more worrisome. I think he deeply believes in the diplomatic outreach to our adversaries. He doesn't worry too much about supporting our allies. There's a piece in the New York Times yesterday, a friendly piece of the administration. You know, this whole kind of old-fashioned view, this hard power matters, that maybe you need to really threaten some people who wish you ill. That's all kind of old-fashioned thinking. That was true for a decade after 9/11, but now we're in a world of diplomacy. I think he believes that, and that's actually a little more worrisome. And what's actually more worrisome still is that he really believes it in a way that he seems almost impervious to evidence. You think we've tested this proposition about being whether nice to our adversaries really works very well over the last 4 or 5 years, but he seems to still very much believe that's what we should do.
And with Iran and our new moderate friends in charge over there, we have the not demonstrated the ability to extract a political prisoner, a U.S. pastor who's been imprisoned and tortured for spreading Christianity in that country, but we're to believe that we're going to be able to get the Ayatollahs to suspend their pursuit of nuclear weapons.
Right, and they negotiated this deal with all kinds of loopholes, and it's not a good deal anyway. It doesn't remove a single piece of nuclear equipment from Iran, doesn't destroy any nuclear equipment. And, you know, we know what a serious dismantling of a nuclear program looks like. We did it in Libya. We stopped in Kentucky and destroyed it. Even in Syria, which is a bad deal in any way. Chemical weapons are being moved out of the country. Chemical weapons production facilities aren't being destroyed. There's none of that. In Iran, none of that's being anticipated. We're going to allegedly freeze the whole thing, have some inspectors, and that's going to be assurance that we're not going to break out to nuclear weapons. I mean, I think it's naive. It's so naive, you almost wonder. It's just wishful thinking. He doesn't want to use force. That's understandable, I suppose. No American president does. But so it's a bad deal, and the repercussions throughout the region and the world are also really terrible. I was in Japan, of all places, last week, and I was amazed how often they brought up the Middle East, and this is suddenly a signal that, can we count on you? And what do the Chinese think watching this? And sure enough, the Chinese on Saturday extended their air defense zone, as they call it, over a bunch of Japanese islands and other neutral areas. And, you know, we had to fly a B-52 there yesterday. I mean, this is what causes conflict, actually, in war, ironically. It's the weakness and the perception on the part of our adversaries that they can push us around. And if at some point we don't get would we resist being pushed around? And that's how you do get into conflicts.
Coming up, gun control, the state of the GOP, and the Boston Marathon bombing, all in the focus as the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves into a higher gear.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Pierre Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $139. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
This is a special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a year-end review of all the hot hits in talk radio. Top 10 topics for all of 2013. Doug Steffen here with our item at number 8, the gun legislation debate. Goes on and on, drones on and on the countdown. Last spring, yes, I do have my opinions, and I express them from time to time. Talk host Chip Franklin here with LaDonna Harvey. They talk about the way both sides in the gun debate have been using the Newtown tragedy in Connecticut to further their own gun agenda.
Newtown will not go away. And in fact, what happened to Gabby Giffords has started something that culminated in this horrible tragedy, and now has become a political cause, despite no real evidence that what they're going to do will make it safer for children or anybody else.
Well, and it's one of those knee-jerk reactions because you think of, you know, a bunch of dead kids in a school. You think of what happened to Gabby Giffords and the 9-year-old who was with her who died and the judge who was with her who died. You think of the movie theater victims. And the first thing you think, you know, oh, how can I stop the senseless violence? How can I stop this? What can I do?
As opposed to the senseful violence.
Well,
right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, violence is violence.
Exactly. So, you know, how do I stop these random acts of brutality by people who are mentally ill? And the first thing you do is, oh, you know, we can take away guns. Well, you know, you're still not dealing with the bottom line, which is you still have people out there who have a very serious mental illness issue. Pick your favorite, and we're not dealing with that at all. And that's because it's complicated and nobody wants to talk about it.
And here's a mentally ill person speaking of guns right here.
Everyone talks about the big earthquake or some terrible natural disaster as a last line of defense. What would you say to those people?
I would say there's an awful, guess what? A shotgun will keep you a lot safer.
Yeah, see, this is the vice president talking about shotguns. Had anybody brought a shotgun into that school, the results would have been just as bad. I mean, unless you had an armed guard in there to stop Adam Lanza or to stop James Holmes or to stop the kid at Virginia Tech, unless you have somebody there with a gun to stop him, the guy's going to keep reloading and shooting people.
The state of the Republican Party, number 7 on this year's year-end countdown. In November, last November, talk host Vinnie Penn here with Republican strategist Ford O'Connell. They discussed New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and how he fits into the Republican Party as a candidate for the presidency in 2016.
Can Chris Christie unite the tribes of the Republican Party? My answer is yes, a resounding yes, though I'm running into a lot of opposition. I don't know if you are.
Well, I think that Chris Christie could become the Republican presidential nominee, and certainly he would have a real shot at defeating Hillary Clinton. But right now, his biggest thing is to find a way to make sure that the Republican base, he finds a way to basically get the Republican base on board. And I think what's going to happen here is over the next 1 or 2 years with respect to his term in New Jersey, he's going to try to improve his credentials by basically reforming education, trying to push through another tax cut in the state of New Jersey. In a very similar way that George W. Bush went through the presidential primary by improving his record in Texas.
I'll tell you what, there's a few colleagues of mine who are big Chris Christie fans, and they were at a time when I wasn't necessarily, he was just full of bluster, he was biting people's heads off at press conferences. For whatever reason, they kind of abandoned him during Sandy when he did what I think any good governor would do. He accepted the President of the United States assistance. What else can he do? Now, they maintain, listen, Chris Christie, great politician, not presidential material. That, it's interesting where I took a right and they took a left. When I saw him do that, I saw, okay, this is the guy. And this is the guy who could chew Hillary up and spit her up, pun intended, when they debate. And yet, the biggest supporters of his that I know, once he hung out with the president, that was it for them.
What Chris Christie did was great politics, and conservatives in general need to get over that, because at the end of the day, he did what any good governor does. He put his constituents first, and frankly, I think we get a little bit of a obsessive Obama disorder, and anything that anybody does in or around the president causes the base to just cringe. And unfortunately, we have to accept the fact that President Obama won re-election, and in both times, got over 300 electoral votes. We have to stop worrying about President Obama, come together, find a presidential candidate we like, and find a way to articulate a 21st century agenda moving forward. Chris Christie did what any good governor would have done. And it's unfortunate that the people get that worked up about it.
Boston Marathon bombing, number 6 on the countdown. Here's how some talk radio callers reacted last July when a photo of the Boston bombing suspect appeared on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
We should hold our media to a higher degree of professional journalism. They're just getting out of hand with their sensationalism reporting.
I thought it was offensive. I did. I didn't think that they should take it off of all the shelves, because I would be interested in reading it myself to see what the writer was trying to get at, because I didn't think he was in favor of the bombing subject. So I thought it would be something that was more informational for us to look at and think of as American people. As far as taking it off the shelves, I think that's too extreme, because there's a lot of things that goes on in America that are more extreme than this. And I just thought it was just too extreme. I mean, I know that this person that wrote this article, even though I don't know this person, I know that they had good intentions, and it wasn't to hurt the people of the bombing suspect.
I just feel that this whole uproar over this fellow's picture on paper is because of our national paranoia since 9/11. We're surrendering our rights to the Patriot Act, and there's all this talk about the terrorists attacking us because they resent our freedoms, and we're surrendering our freedoms right now. So it looks to me like terrorists are winning this war.
Coming up, the NSA and the shutdown here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Time and time again,
you need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back. It's the year-end edition of the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Number 5 on the countdown for this past year in the top 10 world is the NSA and Edward Snowden from our countdown affiliate, WDEL, in Wilmington, Delaware. Here's how Alan Ludell, he actually had this conversation a month or so ago, talking to Senator Chris Coons of Delaware about the NSA spying on those countries who are our allies.
Everybody does it. We do it. They do it to us. We do it to them. Or is there some level, like Angela Merkel's personal cell phone of an allied nation that we should not touch? Or if we do, we sure as heck make sure it doesn't get out.
Well, I do think that it's inappropriate for us to spy on the heads of state of close allies. And I do think I have some real concerns about mission creep by the NSA and by FISA. And I have co-sponsored a number of bills that would demand more transparency, more accountability. I do know that we live in a dangerous world, that there are folks who are seeking to do harm to America and Americans. And I'm grateful that we have a strong intelligence community and a robust national defense. But I do think we can have security and civil liberties. And I think we need to be able to explain to the world and to our close allies exactly what the NSA is doing and why it's in our best interest and why it's part of defending us against terrorism. Spying on Angela Merkel's cell phone, listening in on the conversations of a foreign head of state that's a close ally, doesn't strike me as meeting the test of allowing us to keep Americans safe.
Number 4 item of the countdown is the debt, discussion of the budget, and the government shutdown. Remember that in October? Near the end of the month of October, host Daryl Parks talked about the pork for Senator Mitch McConnell that was in the bill to end the shutdown, and how after the fact he acted like he was surprised, surprise, surprise.
Before the House voted on that this week, you know, almost in the dead of the night, I read it. It takes a little research, but we all have access to Google, right? I'm reading the 35-page bill. I'm saying, all right, what is this section here? And on my computer, and boom, there it comes up. Oh, $3 billion for a dam. A dam on the Ohio River. Who knew we needed a dam? Now, the dam is the Olmsted Locks and Dams Project, which is 17 miles upstream from where the Ohio River hits the Mississippi River. The bill that was passed originated in the Senate, and it was negotiated by Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, and it was negotiated by Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, right? So these two guys and their staff are negotiating this bill. So now Mitch McConnell is claiming he didn't know it was in there, and then his staffers are saying it's Dianne Feinstein's fault, and it's the senator from Tennessee's fault, and it's Obama's fault. And then there are, and then they said it's like this group of other senators knew it was in there, so it's their fault. It's not my fault. So if you're negotiating a bill, 35 pages long, I mean, we're not talking about a bill that's, you know, thousands and thousands of pages long. You know, and dumb talk show host Daryl Parks, he read it in 30 minutes. Doing Google research the other night, before the House voted on it. You mean to tell me Mitch McConnell didn't read that bill? He just voted on it and it was a big surprise? How could that be? For instance, if I'm negotiating something, if I'm negotiating a contract, which I've done many times, I know down to the comma what's in it. 35 pages long, you can't claim ignorance, especially when you're negotiating it.
The debt, the budget, and the government shutdown, that's the fourth most discussed item. Talk radio countdown show. The countdown for the year 2013. So, we'll probably play our cards appropriately. Number 3, 2, and 1 in the next half hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Year-end review here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. We continue on with our overview for you of this special reworking of the top 10 for the year on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number 3 on the countdown, the scandal at the IRS. Here's what some people who listen to the News Talk format had to say last May, I think it was, about the investigation into the IRS and their targeting of conservative groups.
I don't think it's a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent thing. It's the fact that the government, that the IRS is the government's bulldog for fleecing the American public. They have too much power, and they're allowed to go in and take people's possessions and money with impunity. And this needs to stop. The IRS needs to be completely dismantled, and we need a simpler tax system that people understand and is fair.
I've worked for the IRS for about 30 years, and IRS always has investigated tax-exempt organizations. When you apply for a tax-exempt organization, you especially a 501c3 or a C4, you fill out a form called a 1023 or a form 1024, a very extensive form. It's long and requires a lot of information, and it takes time to review those. And they are reviewed thoroughly, and they're not scrutinized. IRS tax-exempt organization areas review all of these applications, not just the ones for the Tea Party or not just the ones for Patriots or anything that is being on TV right now. They're reviewed thoroughly because they're very important. The base of the our country is what the Internal Revenue Service does provide in taxes and collections and exams and everything. So all of these tax-exempt organizations are thoroughly reviewed because, keep in mind, they're not paying taxes.
I read several articles about this, quite a few, and I think it's important to mention that the head of the IRS at the time, especially of the election in 2012, was a Bush appointee still. The reason that's important is you hear the same people who are criticizing this, the same people are at the same time saying, well, this when they're saying that these were decided in Cincinnati, that's ridiculous. This goes all the way up to the top. But at the same time, the guy in charge of the IRS at that time is a Bush appointee. They can't have it both ways. They need to understand that either it was done in Cincinnati, or if it goes all the way up to the top, it was done by somebody appointed by President Bush.
From our affiliate 104.1, The Truth in Tucson, Arizona, host John Justice talked to correspondent Katie Pavlich, this was last July, remember, about some of the claims that the IRS was doing what it was doing and how high up it went.
What do we make of the chief counsel's office for the IRS, headed by a political appointee of Obama? The word is they helped develop the agency's problematic guidelines for reviewing the Tea Party cases, according to a top IRS attorney. I mean, are we seeing evidence here of the IRS targeting, you know, conservative groups reaching all the way to the White House? I mean, I don't think it's smoking gun, but how much do we make of this?
Well, today, a guy who's been around Washington for almost 40 years, who works with the IRS, is going to testify. And yesterday we found out that he's going to basically say that the chief counsel who was of the IRS in Washington, who was a political appointee of President Obama, so put in place by the president, helped develop these guidelines for, you know, reviewing or targeting Tea Party cases. And so, you know, they keep asking, well, what's the direct link to President Obama? Well, not only did you have President Obama, you know, going out on the campaign trail repeatedly during the 2010 elections, singling out Tea Party groups like Americans for Prosperity and all that kind of stuff. But now you have this chief counsel who was appointed by the president, and as we know, he appoints people to do his dirty work for him, who apparently came up with these guidelines according to this whistleblower. So that's a big deal.
Little tiny bit.
Yeah.
What's up?
The closest we've gotten to the White House with this scandal so far. Aside from Obama's own words and his own, you know, calling out of Tea Party groups in public.
Now, do we have a hearing to...
Yes, you know, it's going to be interesting because you have, you know, Congressman Issa, who's been doing a decent job, and then you have Chairman or the ranking member Elijah Cummings, who runs cover for the administration and everyone whenever he possibly can. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of questions he asks. Democrats are now trying to go after the Inspector General for the Treasury because he didn't present, you know, the right facts in the case. And so it's going to be interesting to see what kind of questions he is asked. And I'm sure there will be a lot of, well, of course, progressive groups are targeted as well, right? Which we now know, you know, that's not true in the same sense that Tea Party groups are targeted.
Right.
So there'll be a lot of that going on. You know, the whole trying to equal out the playing field. Like, you know, just as they do the whole, well, Bush did it too thing, they're going to try and pull that, well, progressive groups are targeted too, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, so now we're at number two. You're keeping track, I know. Benghazi and the controversy there. That'll be up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, year-end edition.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800
800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body, 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure, 800-577-8560.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to GEICO because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. GEICO's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a Lifetime Achievement Award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to GEICO. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Reviewing the things that have been on people's minds that have been motivated and stimulated by a lot of the News Talk Radio programs. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show year-end edition. I'm Doug Steffen with the highlights of the top 10 topics for the year. Number 2 on that list is what happened in Benghazi. In January, host Bruce St. James and Rob Hunter talked about the Benghazi hearings and whether anything would actually ever come out of these hearings, or was it just so much PR for the senators and congressmen who were involved in the investigation?
I guess all the conspiracy theorists can get over the idea that she was trying to get out of testifying. She did not suddenly come down with whooping cough. She didn't get the flu being at the inauguration or anything like that. So it is theater, is it not? I mean, we can admit this on a certain level. Everybody plays a role in these. So Hillary's playing her role. The Democratic senators, they don't ask questions. They make statements about how great Hillary is and then ask her to agree.
Hillary, respond. I agree with everything you said.
Hillary, you have been the greatest Secretary of State in the history of the United States, and I voted for your approval. How well do you think you've done? They ask these completely leading questions. And then you've got the Republicans. Senator McCain, our very own senior senator from the state of Arizona. Senator McCain was a little tougher on her than some of the others, although I understand why. Benghazi is kind of a near and dear to his heart. You know, he obviously was out front on the entire Libya situation, Senator McCain was, and was critical that we weren't doing enough. We weren't doing enough, according to him. And apparently Ambassador Chris Stevens, the ambassador who was killed in Libya, was a personal friend of his. So he has a bit of I think it's fair to say, a chip on his shoulder about this. And so it came across a little bit in his questioning. But I don't think anybody can really expect anything to come out of this. Right? This is theater.
Well, it's less important now because the election's already over.
What do you want to have come of this?
Well, that's just it. The Republicans fought hard and they wanted to know what's going on, like in September after it happened, and then even in October. But as soon as the election was over, it was like you didn't hear about Benghazi anymore.
Mm-hmm. No.
And that's what this is. This is, I always look at these things, these Senate hearings, these congressional hearings, as moments that politicians remember that are on camera, so they try to steal every moment that they have on the camera.
They want a little clip.
In November, host Jeff Messer talked about the 60 Minutes piece, 60 Minutes admitting their story about Benghazi was wrong, and why Mr. Messer thought the revelation wasn't getting a lot of attention.
CBS has apologized for the Benghazi report that they aired that spawned the wild GOP frenzy against President Obama. I'm shocked that it's not getting as much play. Why isn't Daryl Issa going, hey, thanks to CBS, I apologize. I apologize for wasting everybody's time. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan apologized Friday for a flawed 60 Minutes report on the 2012 Benghazi attacks that conservatives had seized upon to bolster their case against the Obama administration's response to the embassy attack in Benghazi. Logan said on CBS This Morning, quote, the truth is we made a mistake. As much hay as has been made about the Benghazi scandal and controversy, you'd think they would give as much attention to the fact that CBS is going, whoop, hey, wait a minute, we need to apologize because we got that wrong. And because we got it wrong, you guys got a lot of things wrong. The report dovetailed perfectly with tireless efforts by Republicans to embarrass the administration and Hillary Clinton, who was at the time Secretary of State, about the attack on a U.S. diplomatic post in the Libyan city of Benghazi. The GOP has claimed the administration was culpable for a botched response to the incident in which four Americans, including a U.S. ambassador named Christopher Stevens, were killed. The 60 Minutes piece was quickly touted by Republicans in Congress, aiming to refocus the public attention on the Benghazi incident. It's pretty the rare and lengthy apology, black eye for the long-running news program, comes after the credibility of the report's central source appeared to fall apart. In the October 27th report, Dylan Davies, a British security contractor working with the State Department, told Lara Logan on camera that he had rushed to the U.S. compound in Benghazi the night of the attacks. Davies dramatically recounted how he used the butt of his rifle to take out an attacker and said that he later saw Ambassador Stevens' dead body during a clandestine visit to a Benghazi hospital. Mr. Davies characterized what he deemed as inadequate security, a view that became the key part of the report's indictment of the administration's response to the attacks. But Davies' story started to fall apart. According to an incident report compiled by his employer, Blue Mountain, the name of his employer, and first reported on by the Washington Post just last week, Davies told the company that he stayed at his Benghazi villa the night of the attack and hadn't gone to the compound until the following morning. But on Thursday evening of last week, the New York Times reported that Davies had given the FBI an account of the night's events that was consistent with his company, Blue Mountain's incident report. Knowingly lying to the FBI, by the way, could be a pretty serious crime.
Here are talk radio caller reactions. People listening to the programs, interacting with the hosts. This is last month. They talked about where they got their news, which news outlets they trusted after the CBS admission of the Benghazi story being wrong.
I trust C-SPAN and NPR. I have extremely low confidence in Journalism Today. And the reasons are there's fewer journalists in the United States. Other European nations have kept the number of journalists they've had traditionally. I think the USA, we have been corporatized. For example, the least profitable stories are not run anymore, for example, like poor people. So we don't get real news anymore.
The only sources I really trust are what I would call original sources, such as C-SPAN, television, televising Congress, committee meetings, or similar type programs where you hear the main actors. I especially distrust national media such like Washington Post, New York Times, Associated Press, CNN, all the NBC stations, CBS. They all have a very significant bias. And you can tell that by the headlines and the adjectives in this, both in the verbal and in any written stories. Get the facts right. And there are an awful lot of institutions that are modifying facts, that are creating facts. And so I listen to news and then I put my filter on.
I always like to have a balanced approach. I'm a big person for radio, public radio, and when I do television, my news, I was raised on PBS here in New York City. And for print media, I try to get it balanced as well. So ultimately, I like to take responsibility for my own conclusions, and I just like to draw from a variety of resources. There's a lot out there, and I like to think I take advantage of all that's being offered.
Okay, you've been following. You've got it figured out. You didn't have to take off your shoes and socks to figure out we were at the number one item, and I'm pretty much figuring you've got it figured out what the number one issue is in the world of talk radio this past year. We'll get to it in just a moment. Stand by.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Welcome back to this special year-end edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Last weekend of the year, and our focus on the countdown is what has been on a lot of people's minds during this past year. From affiliate WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, host John Murphy talks to former Health and Human Services Director Tommy Thompson about the hearings last month with Kathleen Sebelius on the problems with the rollout of Obamacare, including the healthcare.gov website.
You certainly are in, certainly would be in a position to have some understanding of where somebody like Kathleen Sebelius is the position she's in right now. You must have seen some of this wave starting to come on even years back in your time in the cabinet. How do we fix this mess? How do we get out of all this?
Well, let me tell you, I have probably more knowledge than just about anybody else in America, and probably more than anybody, because I'm the one that was secretary when we set up Part D. And Part D was the pharmaceutical rollout for seniors being able to get drugs at a reduced price on a competitive basis. The first time we had competition built into the system. And we had to set up a system nationally, a computer system that was going to be able to have seniors pick the drug company and the drugs that they need to be able to purchase. And that particular program we rolled out, and as you know, 90% of the seniors in America say that it's a great program, believe in the program, and it was fraught with the same difficulties as the Affordable Care Act had. And we were able to do it without hardly any of the glitches that Kathleen Sebelius and the administration has right now. What is the big problem? And we did it completely different than what they did. We set up the rules a long time in advance. Kathleen Sebelius is still promulgating rules, so it's impossible to have any degree of finality. Number two, we tested every facet of our computer system and how it was going to roll out, how people were going to do it, with a smaller amount than a medium size than a larger amount. So we covered the watershed as to how many people were going to do it. And we were able to roll out. Sure, there were some glitches, but overall, the rollout was very, very good. I was not secretary when we rolled it out, but I was secretary when we set the system up and made all the preparatory work and did the research and did the testing. And that's the big failure. Kathleen Sebelius and the federal people are still writing rules and did not test like we tested for Part D, and that's their mistake, and they're reaping their failures right now.
Here's host Rita Cosby with Juan Williams from Fox. They talked at the beginning of this month about the president attempting to relaunch the Affordable Care Act once the majority of the website problems seem to be taken care of.
What do you think is going to happen now with the president?
Well, you know, it's time to put up or shut up, Rita. I mean, goodness gracious, he had a terrible rollout. It's been an abysmal first 2 months of Obamacare, and it's cost him in terms of approval ratings and, of course, the numbers. What's interesting to me is it's Democrats and independents who have fled the president. So now he's trying to relaunch, and I suppose that it means that he's got confidence that the website can now work. Well, if the website's working, then he's got to produce the numbers. He's got to show that young people will sign up, that he can get a fair mix ratio, if you will, in the market so that the insurance companies don't lose money so the whole system works.
Now, have you seen the latest, these poll numbers? There's a new poll that just came out and says the young people are unhappy with the president, virtually everything that he's done since he was reelected. It was a Harvard University survey, and it says that about 50% of them, and it's kind of interesting because it's young people, as you know, a key group for this president, saying that he, you know, shouldn't be in office anymore. He's losing a real base for him, Juan.
Well, remember, he doesn't run again. So the question
is, you know, every president cares about their legacy still and how they're perceived.
Yeah, but I mean, in real political terms here in Washington, I think the question is how it would impact people who are running for the House and Senate in 2014. And that's closer than you think, less than a year away. Those campaigns really get going in January with primary contests that will be, you know, up. And so if he is a drag for those people, that's a big negative. That's where you start to feel it. I mean, legacy, yes, but, you know, he's still in office for a couple of years. But if the Affordable Care Act becomes, you know, an anchor on this president, it's also an anchor on the Democratic Party.
Obamacare, most talked about item this year in the world of News Talk Radio. Recapping, number 10 is Syria, number 9 is Iran, number 8, gun legislation, number 7, the State of the Republicans, number 6, the Boston Marathon bombing, number 5, the NSA, number 4, government debt, budget items, shutdown of the government, that sort of thing, number 3, scandal at the IRS, number 2, Benghazi, number 1, Obamacare. That's it, the special year in review here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.